Good evening. We continue Kitzer Yoimi for now. We're up to Dalet Cheshvan. We're up to Simen Ches. We're starting Simen Ches. We're up to Sif Aleph. Today's learning, once again, should be a Schos Refuah Shelem for Baruch Eliyahu ben Reizel. I just want to tell everybody that the person that we've been learning for has Refuah Shelema. Baruch Hashem, he's been doing a lot better, and he's on the mend, and he should have Refuah Shalema. We're up to Simen Ches Sif Aleph. Misha Olam Ura Shachar. From the first light of dawn, Shehu Or Hanitzoitz Menashemesh Bemizrach, which is light that radiates from the sun rising in the east at daybreak. So the first light rising in the east at daybreak, Amuda Shachar, Aleisa Shachar, Kivin Sha'oz Maschel Zmana Tfila, since that is the beginning of the time of the Shachar's prayer, meaning the earliest possible time that a person can daven is Amuda Shachar, She'im Ispalo Oz B'diyevet Yaltzik L'kamon Reish, that if one did pray, then his prayer is valid after the fact, meaning not L'chatchila, but if a person did daven at that time, it would be okay. L'cheina also L'odim L'haskel Malacha, therefore it is forbidden for a person to begin any work, or his Asik V'asak, or to become involved in his personal needs, or to set out on a trip, before he prays Shachar. So a person is not allowed to do any of those things from Amuda Shachar. Shonemar, as it says, the Pasuk Tzedek Lifon of Yahalich, V'yosem L'derech Pa'am, of righteousness will precede him, and he will set his footsteps on the way. What does that mean? Tzedek Zutfila. Righteousness refers to prayer. Shematzdik L'bayar. Why is righteousness prayer? In which he declares the righteousness of his Creator. So that's why Tfila is called righteousness, because you're talking about the righteousness, the perfectness of Hashem. The Hada, and after that in the Pasuk, it says, V'yasim Palma, if he should set his foot on his way, that is, L'darkei Chepsa, to the ways of his desires, meaning to take care of his own personal things. So once again, that Pasuk that we learned this out from, the Pasuk says, Tzedek Lefonav Yahalich, V'yasim L'darkei Palma, righteousness will precede him, meaning first we do righteousness. V'yasim L'darkei Palma, and only after that should we take our steps towards taking care of our personal needs. Sif base, but also aside from not being able to do your work and getting busy with something at that time of Amud HaShachar, and by the way, certainly any other time after that, which would be before Shachar's, it is also forbidden for one to eat or to drink before praying Shachar's. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Lo yisaychlu al adam, you shall not eat upon the blood. What does that have to do with davening? Lo yisaychlu koydem, shetismalu al dimcham, you shall not eat before you begin praying. Sorry, before you pray regarding your blood, meaning your physical well-being, you should not do anything. Don't eat kaidem damchem before when you daven for your own blood, meaning your well-being. Anyone who eats and drinks and only afterwards prays, Allah because him regarding him, the sages apply the verse that states, and me you have cast behind your body. Al tikri gevecha. Don't read the final word as behind your body. Rather, read the verse as it states, gay echo means your arrogance. You've thrown me away. You've thrown me away because of your arrogance. The Holy One, blessed be He, says, after this one has shown arrogance by taking care of his own food and drink before davening, does he plan then to take upon himself the responsibility, the kingship of heaven? Listen to this. Even to drink coffee or tea with sugar or milk is forbidden. They do say, like we're going to say right now, listen to this, we haven't finished yet, ish zakin v'chalosh, an older weak person, who does not have the strength to wait or to eat, or if you find yourself to be an old, sick person, ad eis atzibur until the time when the congregation is finished davening, leaves the synagogue, leaves shul, especially on Shabbos and Yom Tov, shemarich and harpe, it takes a long time for them to daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, yesh tev lahatula, it's better to permit him, l'espalol shachas bebeisa benak, listen to this, to pray Shachar's at home, be Kaddish, be Yechle, and then eat after that, right? And then you can say Kiddush and eat something. Afterward, he should go to the synagogue, be a Chav and Libra and Mitzvah, but to the Shachar's, and follow along with the congregation while they pray Shachar's. Wow. If he lost the place, he spell Achachimon Musaf, and then he'll daven Musaf with them. Instead of drinking coffee with sugar before davening, without accepting upon himself the kingdom of heaven, that's what the Be'er Heitev says. Seven pay shame like a tzayif. You hear this? So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which I don't know anybody does, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says since it's so bad to even have a coffee with sugar or milk before Shachar's, what you should do on Shabbos or any time, if it's you can't wait until they come back from shul, you should daven at home and Shachar's, and then make Kiddush after Shachar's, and then you'll eat, and then you'll go to shul, listen to them davening shacharis in shul, and then you will daven musaf there. However, for health reasons, is permitted to eat and drink before the prayers. Since eating for one's health does not constitute an expression of arrogance. So if a person is a sickly person or not sickly person, for one's health, he knows that I need to eat something before I go daven. So then a person would be allowed to do that because he's not doing it for arrogance, he's doing it for health. Likewise, listen to this. If one is hungry and thirsty and cannot concentrate properly on davening, without eating and drinking, then if he wants, listen to that heter. Yeah, after saying the world's most astonishing halacha that a person would be allowed to daven at home, he says, but if a person knows that his tefillah will be better, a person will be allowed to eat and drink before davening. Now, I should say that by Litvaks, by us, we don't follow this Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. We never, ever, ever eat or drink before davening. But on the other hand, certainly by the Hasidim and by the Hungarians, which the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch was certainly a Hungarian Pesach, and many, many other communities follow him. So they eat and drink before davening, if necessary, in order to be able to have kavana. The Mishnah Berurah, I should mention, does talk about drinking coffee, which I don't drink, but drinking coffee before davening, he says, if you're going to drink coffee, you need sugar. Very famously, if you ever seen one of the Chashuv Rebbeim or Shlomo, Rebbe Milstein, he puts the sugar cube